This week on the Silver and Black Show, Jim Plunkett and I break down the Raiders' upcoming road test against the Tennessee Titans. Center Rodney Hudson stops by, and Chris Townsend goes one-on-one with head coach Jack Del Rio. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
Raider Nation, I know I'm not alone in saying we've waited a long time for this. For this moment right here, to stand before you and celebrate Ken Stabler's induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He made fun for us all. He made memories for us all. And now being in the Hall of Fame, he's going to make memories for a lot of people forever and ever as we unveil his best.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a snake in the Hall of Fame.
Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. And what a moment in the home opener during halftime as the late, great Kenny Stabler, he finally gets the credit he deserves, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And it was nice to see some Raider greats out there.
Oh, it certainly was. John Madden was there, Ted Hendricks, Jim Otto, other Hall of Famers, Ray Guy. For him finally to get that award, to be in the Hall of Fame, his family was there. It was a great day for the Raider fans. To me, Kenny Stabler has always been a cult figure in the National Football League and still one of the most accurate passes I ever saw. And not like in today's game so much because now you got bubble screens and wide receiver screens. You had to hold the ball a long time and get it down the field, and he did that very well. I was very excited for him and his family.
So halftime was wonderful, but unfortunately the end of the game was not the outcome that Raider Nation was hoping for. However, on the bright spot of things, Derek Carr and this offense continues to roll. You've been in this position before where you have the pressure on you to put points on the board. What is it like?
Well, it's a job that you take for granted. You expect to, score every time you get the football. You're not going to, but that's what you expect. And the way this team is moving the football, both on the ground and in the air, it's really phenomenal. They're doing a great job against some very, very good football teams. No turnovers in two games with the amount of times they put the ball in the air. I think that's extraordinary. And that's a big key to putting points on the board, not turning the ball over. But, they just have to grind it out. This defense is going to get better, I have no doubt. They have a job to do. They know that they need to score some points right now. And, they're willing to take the task on, especially Derek Carr.
Jim, let's take a look at our headlines as we gear up for Week 3 action. We start with O for outstanding. This Raiders offense has been every bit as good as advertised. They're top 10 in both rushing and passing and lead the league in yards per game and first downs per game. They've set the record for most yards at 940 through the first two games without a turnover, as you said, and that was previously held by Denver. Jim, what has been the biggest factor for the production that this offense is putting up right now?
Being a quarterback, I always have to give credit to the offensive line. They're doing the job up front, both in the running and the passing game. So, you got to give them credit. Derek Carr is becoming a more mature quarterback, making the right decisions more often. He's got a great running back, great receiving core. So, I think this team is going to continue to score points until that defense solidifies.
And we'll continue to talk about the offense as center Rodney Hudson is going to join us here on the Silver and Black Show. But let's flip the coin and focus on defense. For our second headline, don't panic. Yes, the Raiders defense struggled for a second straight week, giving up over 500 yards of offense in two games. But it's a young season and the Raiders are 1-1, so no time to panic for Jack Del Rio and his staff. They'll look to get back on track against Mariota and the Titans. Jim, what do you see as the most pressing issue facing this Raiders defense?
Well, I still think they have to stop the run first and foremost to put the quarterbacks in more difficult situations. They guessed pretty well offensively, the Falcons did against the Raiders, and got some matchups that, weren't expected, I don't think, by the Raiders. And they were able to come up with big plays. But still, stop the run, put pressure on that passer, eventually they're gonna find their level, and they're going to start playing better.
Final headline here, rematch in the Music City. In Week 12 of last year, the Raiders traveled to a rainy Nashville to take on the Titans. It was a back-and-forth battle, but the Raiders scored with under 2 minutes when Seth Roberts caught his second touchdown pass on the day from Derek Carr, and the Raiders would hold on to win that one 24-21. So, Jim, what do the Raiders need to do to have a similar outcome this time around?
Well, I think, once again, stop the run. They've got a new running back in DeMarco Murray, one of the best in the league. They've got a good backup in Derrick Henry, a Heisman Trophy winner. So they've got their hands full. and contain Marcus Mariota. You know, keep him in the pocket as much as possible because he can take off and run. He can go 80 yards with that ball sometimes. So you got to maybe put a spy on him, make sure that he doesn't come up with too many big plays, but hopefully get those second and third down long situations to make it more difficult for Mariota to find somebody open.
As I said, center Rodney Hudson will join us next here on the Silver and Black Show.
Straight drop, looking left, up the left sideline. Wide open, Ramsey! He's got it! Well, they had a fullback on one side, time outside the numbers, but they wanted the wheel route to Clyde Walford, and this time he catches it and runs in the end zone for a 31-yard touchdown to tie the game.
Rodney Hudson with his first ever appearance here on the Silver and Black Show. Welcome.
Thank you.
So it wasn't exactly the season opener you guys had hoped for, didn't get the win, but the offense continues to roll. What has it been like for the first 2 weeks to see this offense gelling?
It's been fun. We having a lot of fun, you know, not only on game days as the offense working together, but coming in every day and putting the plan together along with the coaches, and we're just looking to keep building and growing.
The decision to sign a contract with this team and the expectations that you have now, you know, as a member of the Silver and Black, but with the big contract.
We expect to go out and compete to get wins. You know, that's what you play for is to go out there with your brothers and just fight to get wins.
Not only do you get the contract, but you're also named captain on this team. That has to be a huge honor.
Yeah, it is. I think it is, especially when it comes from your peers. The guys have taken notice. Like I said, I just try to come in every day and work hard. And so I'm very appreciative of that. I'm just trying to continue to get better.
What about KO, the addition of him to this team? What has it been like working with him?
It's been fun. He's a very good player, very good player. Brings a lot to the, not only the offensive line, but the whole offense and to the team. So he's been playing great. We're having fun working together, all of us. So just trying to continue that.
Yeah, the line play has been fantastic, and you guys have a lot of depth, so that must be really nice knowing that you not only have talented players, but there is a next-man-up mentality, and there's holes to fill, players to fill those holes if need be.
That's important, you know, because, you know, not everybody's going to stay healthy all the time, unfortunately, but, you know, the guys have stepped in, have done a great job, and they've done a great job continuing to prepare themselves to be ready.
Derek Carr has done a great job. He shows poise and confidence. He's a leader on this team. What have you seen from him in his third season?
He just continued to grow. He's continued to grow. Smart kid. Loves to come in and compete. Loves his job. He's always excited. He's always ready to get to work. And it's infectious to the group. When the quarterback comes in the huddle and you can feel that confidence, and it just rubs off on everybody else. And he's helpful to us.
Okay, so it's your first time on the show. We get to ask you five personal questions, get to know Rodney Hudson a little bit. So who was your favorite athlete growing up? Maybe a poster on the wall? Who did you try and emulate?
I liked a lot of people, man. Deion Sanders was a big one. Larry Allen. My brother was a big Jerry Rice fan. We was always watching.
Deion Sanders, did you have the same cell phone?
No, I
didn't. All right, second question. If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing right now?
Working somewhere. I have no clue.
Any other sports that you're good at?
No other sports.
No, just football.
Just football.
Favorite TV show, and you can go a current TV show or maybe something from the past you used to binge watch?
I like Power. It's a current TV show on Starz. Power.
All right. Favorite nickname Mike Tice has for one of your teammates? I know he's got some good ones. And keep it G-rated.
let me see. Rooster.
Rooster?
Austin Howard.
Okay, final question here. Original recipe or extra crispy? Because we know that when you were working somewhere, it was at KFC.
Yeah.
Neither?
Both.
Both? How was it working at KFC?
It was fun. It was fun. Kept me busy. Was able to make some money. It was fun. I had some good coworkers. We had a good time.
Well, those days are long behind you. Now you're getting the job done for the Silver and Black, and you're getting the job done here. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
All right, thank you.
Up next, head coach Jack Del Rio sits down one-on-one with Chris Townsend.
I think there's accountability here. I think we all recognize the obvious, you know, but we're not going to dwell on it. We're not going to sit around and wait for somebody to come by and feel sorry for us. So I think the guys are very purposeful, going about their work. We've got a good group. We're going to play good ball, and starting this week will be great.
What a difference a week makes in the NFL. One week you're celebrating a huge win on the road, and the next you're suffering a heartbreaking loss at home. For head coach Jack Del Rio and the Raiders, it's on to the next one. Back-to-back road games. First up, the Tennessee Titans. Here's head coach Jack Del Rio with Chris Townsend.
Thank you, Nicole. Yeah, Coach, she is so right. I mean, when you think about the NFL from week to week, one week you're the talk of the town, you go for two, you win. The next week, a disappointing home loss. It's amazing how emotions can ride week to week.
Sure they do. They're up and downs of the league, the highs and the lows, that's all part of it. And, you know, we're back at work. Like I like to say, whether you win or you lose, we're on to next.
You know, and I think about some of the things you've said this week, and one of the things that's really interesting for me is talking about your defense and getting the eyes straight. Can you explain that? Because normally we think about you need bodies to be in the right places, but you're talking about getting your eyes in the right place.
Yeah, it's really some basic fundamentals where we're breaking down right now. We've got a good group of guys that are very prideful. We have some talent in our group, and we're going to play much better defense real soon. And it's a matter of having your eyes right where they belong. And we'll do some things to help them, and let's see if we're not a whole lot better this week.
And I know that's frustrating for you, 69 points in two games. That's not what you're about.
No, it's not what we're about. It's not what we're going to be about, but it happened. We've got to own it, and we are. We've owned it. We're not ducking anything. But really, I'm all about answers. Mm-hmm. Let's not worry about alibis, right? So I'm not going to sit here and try and explain it away.
And you also said something I really liked this week. You get what you earn.
Right.
I love that. How do you say that to the locker room? How do you say that to these guys?
Well, I say it all the time. I mean, I say it all the time. Tell our guys, say, look, we get what we earn in this league, all right? And as a group of men, you know what we want to be about, what we want to accomplish, and it's all in front of us.
Well, a whole different animal this week at quarterback. I mean, you face Breeze, you place Ryan. You want to keep those guys in the pocket and get after them. Mariota's a different animal.
He sure is, yeah. Very athletic guy. Grew up right here on the West Coast playing up in Oregon, and a super talented guy. And so, yeah, it's a different set of challenges. But I think some of the same running game and bootlegs off it that we've had had a little struggle with, I think that's going to be there. So we'll get to see if we've got it fixed.
Is it more about corralling him?
Well, it's more about making sure that you've got him contained, all right, that you don't just allow him to get out in the open. They like the zone read. He held it last year. The zone read where you keep it parked, close to 50%. So when he's doing the zone read, sometimes teams do it, but the quarterback never keeps it. He's keeping it a high percentage of the time.
How much do you like that three-headed monster you have right now at running back? Seems like you got three different guys, and they're able to stay fresh throughout the game.
Well, they're able to stay fresh, and they're able to play because they're playing well. And so we're playing them all. We like our guys. We like our group, and they're going to play. And so I had a question, you know, right after the game last week, and it was about Latavius. You know, how come, you know, he's a good player. How come he's not getting more? And I said, well, do you have a fantasy question that you're asking? You know, you're just trying to get more carries for your back that you're starting in your fantasy league. For us, it's about performance and production. We're getting that. The group is healthy. There's healthy competition. They're all playing. They're all sharing in it. And so we're really happy with the way it's going.
How are we with the health of your tackles?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Overall, we're in pretty good shape. Looks like Menelik has made it back, you know, from his groin, and he'll get the start. And the other two guys are still mending a little bit, but we've got a young guy in Vidal that we drafted from LSU that'll be a backup this week and be ready to go.
Yeah, because it's been a great job by Mike Tyson, what you guys have been able to do, switching guys around, but still being able to run the football and power football.
Yeah, power football and protecting the quarterback. Really no sacks on the year. I think they put one where Derek had a zero gain, which really was a half-yard gain. It should be no sacks on the year after two games. That's a good start.
And when you look at this game coming up against Tennessee, you're expecting just a big fight here because you want to be a big physical team.
Yeah.
They also want to do the same.
Yeah. We both want to run it. We both want to be physical in the trenches. We both want to play good defense, all those things. I think, so I think it'll be a good physical affair.
Well, good luck in Tennessee, Coach.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Coming up next, we got Jim Plunkett and Nicole. They'll be breaking down week three between the Titans and the Raiders right here on the Silver and Black Show.
Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Taking on the Tennessee Titans this week. And one of the things the Atlanta Falcons showed our defense is that they know how to use their tight end. Same thing can be said about this team right here. They've got a big one in Delanie Walker. Not overly fast, but he's hard to bring down, and they like to get him the football. In this game against the Detroit Lions, we're going to notice the first play is going to be a very simple drag route. Now, What our defense may have to do to get pressure on Mariota is blitz. And in this instance, the Detroit Lions bring a double A-gap blitz. The only problem with that is they don't have the necessary communication on the backside. As we watch this play develop, watch Delaney's free release while the Lions are blitzing. No one's picked him up. He's wide open. The seam route by the upper wide receiver takes the corner and the safety. It's an easy pitch and catch for Mariota. That's why communication is essential. Whether it's the linebackers or strong safety, you have to announce who's got who on every given play, especially when you blitz. On this next play, you see just how creative Malarkey and his staff are getting Delaney Walker the ball. This is going to be a simple slip screen where they run him in motion, check out the coverage, and then you're going to have an offensive lineman come out and try to lead him up. As you watch how this play-action slip screen develops, the action starts away to allow the lineman to get a chance to get out to him. The kick-out block is successful. Now, because the guard got held up, it's one-on-one with Delaney versus the safety. Because he's a big tight end, he's hard to bring down at times. This turns out to be a good play for the Tennessee Titans. In this setting, Delaney's right here in the slot. You notice a 3-on-2 configuration. 3 offensive guys, 2 defensive. They're going to run a bubble screen to Delaney. He's just going to drop back here. Block. One thing this corner has to do is force. He has to force the play either inside or come up and make a play. Now that they've gotten wind of what they're trying to do with Delaney Walker, let's see how the Lions decide to play defense. As we watch the play, watch how the safety plays down. Now, corner's blocked. Look at the safety. Don't waste a lot of time. Remember, Delaney doesn't have a lot of speed. He's not a very fast tight end, but he's big and hard to bring down. Aggressive safety play nets no gain on this play. Good play by Detroit Lions defense. So in closing, it's absolutely important that our defense has communication. Linebackers, strong safety, whoever is going to be primarily controlling or containing Delaney Walker has got to know whether he's got help over the top or where his help is coming from. That's essential for this defense moving forward. That's it, class, for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'm Professor Kennedy. See you next week.
We know where their weaknesses are for the first 2 weeks. I think they're going to try to do some things to correct that. I think they already have with some of the information coming out of there. We're not going to let our guard down based on statistics in the other 2 games. We've got a plan for what we do well.
I try to take it as a faceless opponent each week. I don't care about the stats. I don't care, how they've done the last couple games. I just really focus on what we can do and how we've got to execute.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Jim Plunkett, and the Raiders head to the Music City looking for the same amount of success that they had last season. You look at last week for the Titans, though. They score 13 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. They get the one-point win. Now, it's Marcus Mariota that we're talking about because this is a guy that can kill you with his legs. How do you defend a quarterback like Marcus?
Well, there are a lot of ways to do it. Obviously, put pressure on the quarterback, which I talk about every week, but also maybe put a spy on him. Somebody follow him around so he can't take off and get that big chunk of yardage, especially when you do a good job defensively in the secondary. So, that's one way to take care of him. But he's also doesn't have the experience that Drew Brees and Matt Ryan had. They can stand back there and get rid of the ball. Marcus, sometimes takes a while to get rid of the ball. So I think the chances of getting to him are a little bit better.
The Raiders have the second least sacks in the league. However, they're facing a Titans team that has surrendered 5. So is this the week, the turning point, where the pass rush can get back on track?
Well, you never know because, Tennessee's thinking, well, we've given up 5 sacks in 2 games. Let's stop that. And for the Raiders, I think maybe one of the ways to do it is put more pressure on that quarterback, bring up safety, bring some linebackers, make them block them. And hopefully get to the quarterback that way. That's one way to get those sacks. And as I said, Mariota might hold the ball just a little bit longer than the 2 previous quarterbacks they faced. So that will be a plus for the Raiders.
As we've talked about all show, Derek Carr and the offense continue to do well. Do you see them having success in Tennessee?
I certainly do. Although they've got just a fantastic D coordinator in Dick LeBeau. He's been to 58 training camps. A great player and a great defensive coach for these many, many years. They played well against Detroit. They held them to 15 points. But I think with our offense, we'll be able to put points on the board, move the ball, hopefully keep it away from their offense a little bit more and give our defense a chance to rest. But, yeah, I expect them to score, put some points on the board, probably in the 20s or 30s again.
Let's get to Plunkett's pick of the week. This is your key to the win. What's going to be the difference maker?
Okay, the last 2 weeks I've always had pressure on the quarterback, and I still agree to that. But, stop the run. you know, put Marcus Mariota in second and third and long, make him make a play down the field, and I think that will help the Raiders, you know, defeat the Tennessee Titans this week.
And bring a W back to Oakland. On behalf of Jim Plunkett, Jack Del Rio, Rodney Hudson, and Chris Townsend, I'm Nicole Zalumis. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week when the Raiders head to Baltimore to take on Joe Flacco and the Ravens.